desperately trying to save the lives of listeners of this program by telling you to get off your asses and stand up. Joining me now in studio, the man tasked with saving us all, Dr. Adam Bennett, sports medicine physician with North Shore Orthopedic. Doc, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
And I'm amazed that you're 42 years old because you look about 30.
Thank you.
Yeah. But you say that's because you occasionally stand up?
I do. I more than occasionally stand up. I try to get up and move around whenever possible.
All right. Now, this starts very simply, and I'm not sure, Kevin, you're in, you know, they always say consult your doctor before you start a workout regimen.
Right.
I'm not sure Kevin's up to this. But every 20 minutes, we're supposed to stand up for how long?
About 2 minutes.
So, Kevin, throughout...
Sigh.
So, Kevin, I need you to find an alarm of some sort, a sound effect of an alarm of some sort. And then when we finish with Dr. Bennett here, we're going to stand up every 20 minutes throughout the show. And when the alarm goes off, that's time for us to stand up again. Now, when we stand up for 2 minutes, we got to move around a little, don't we?
A little bit. You can do some toe raises. You can stretch out your back.
Oh, I kill at toe raises. If there was an Olympic toe raising team, I'd be gold medal.
That's great.
I can do about 50.
Really?
Yeah.
It's impressive. That's why you're so healthy.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say healthy, but I'm getting better. Yeah. It's an improvement. Are you mocking me, Doc? Because you're a professional.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not mocking you.
All right. So what is the science behind this?
It boils down to two components of physiology, circulation and respiration. So circulation, which is how your blood flows through your body and gets to your extremities and brings oxygen, which is for health, is compromised a little bit in the seated position. Your legs are flexed, so your knees are sort of more towards your chest than they would be if you were standing or laying down. And that puts little kinks in the arteries to your legs.
So it's tougher to get blood flow.
Right. And then when you're walking or standing, your calf muscles and your thigh muscles help pump blood back to your heart, which helps with the whole process of circulation. So those two processes are compromised somewhat when you're sedentary, and especially when you're seated.
So should you wear compression socks, compression underwear, and compression shirts at all times? Would that help?
In certain situations, that may help limit how much you get swollen ankles. If you've worked out, a lot of athletes on their flights home will wear those to prevent swelling in their extremities. But more importantly, it'd be getting up, moving around, and getting those muscles to pump blood back.
Just to be safe, Dave, as you know, because I'm concerned about things, I wear a deep-sea diver suit at all times.
I know that.
And it's one size too small, and that helps, you know, increase circulation.
It's like, very flattering,
it's like
too, by the way.
Thank you very
it's
much.
Like Spanx. Yeah. Or Manx.
Yeah. Right. What about the respiration part?
So respiration is all about posture. It's about getting your shoulders up. Good. We can't. No, the listeners, I don't think, can see us, but
square them off, baby. Square them off.
Yeah, they're on the feet.
Oh, my bad. All right, I'll sit up here.
And actually, we have cameras around in the studio.
So
I'm new to this radio thing. So sit upright, and then for breathing, you know, you see. Do you ever watch people with yoga? And I have patients who are yoga junkies, and they all come in with great posture, and they're breathing very slowly.
Well, when I go to the health clubs, I don't like to just stare at people doing yoga. Some people think that's creepy. You know what I mean? And so when you say watch people doing yoga, you mean participate?
No, and my patients who do yoga, tend to have very good posture.
Oh, they do?
And the main thing about yoga is breathing and deep inspiration. So you fill your lungs, which actually draws more blood, back to the circulation thing, into all components of your lungs. And then that increases blood return to your heart.
Is that oxygenating your blood, oxygenizing your blood? What's the term?
Oxygenation of your blood.
Oxygenation of your blood. Now, I've got a little bronchitis now, so it's tougher to do that.
Correct.
All right. But breathing deeply, is that part of it?
That is a big part of it.
Okay.
And it's harder to do that when you're seated. But if you get your shoulders back, square them off, extend your spine, and then take deep breaths, slow deep breaths.
Stick them out, Kevin. Show them. There you go.
I'm trying.
Your respiration will definitely help your circulation, and that all helps with oxygenation, which sort of helps keep you young.
Do you breathe through your mouth or through your nose? When you're
Either one's fine. Typically, you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth.
Okay.
Would it help if we had gills?
If you lived in water, I think it would.
Mm-hmm.
With the lake nearby, it's an option.
It is an option. That's right.
That's funny.
Doc, you're starting to get the vibe of the show now. All right. Now, Doc, will you stick around? Because we're going to do our first rep coming up here in a second where we'll be standing for up to 2 minutes. And in case Kevin goes down, I just think it'll be more comfortable if there was a doctor in the building.
Yeah,
I'll be around. I'd like to see this.
And for people that need more information on this, what's a good place to go?
A lot of websites. CDC has a good website. North Shore has some websites about
health. I was going to say, plug your North Shore Orthopedic website.
I'd want to help everyone.
Yeah, screw the rest of the people. What's yours?
Northshore.org.
Northshore.org. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, take care of your own at first, right?
I'm with you.
Yeah. Northshore.org. Do you have kids?
Yes. I have three kids.
Are you a posture Nazi? Like when they start to slump, do you go over and go, sit up straight?
I think I should start doing that.
But you don't.
I don't do that.
No, and I'm told that there is a proper texting technique.
There probably is.
Like when you text, you should go two hands, not one. You should go two hands when you're looking at your phone, two hands, two thumbs, and you should keep your shoulders back and your head raised while you're doing it.
I agree with that, honestly.
Well, who's the doctor here? Why am I doing your work?
I learned something here today.
All right, well, take a note, man. Dr. Adam Bennett, sports medicine, North Shore Orthopedic. He will try to save our lives coming up here in just a second. Do you find an alarm yet?
Yeah, I got an alarm.
All right, let me hear what it sounds like. That's the worst. It's the worst alarm ever.
It works.
It sounds like a microwave. Like
why don't you go with the foghorn? You got the foghorn?
No, I'll have to find that. Give me a second.
Doesn't it sound like his food's ready?
I would. Yeah, it sounds like a microwave. I wouldn't even get up if that were the alarm.
Sounds like the pizza rolls are ready.
I just let it ring all morning. It wouldn't bother me.
We need like a Big Ben alarm. Big Ben clocks.
Oh, he turned it off.
Yeah, giant dongs. Clongs. Giant.
Sending that to Nick for out of context.
Yeah, I'll be.
Wow.
I'll be on Nick's show this weekend. Yeah. Giant ding dongs. Like, that's better. Giant alarm clock stuff. That's the worst sound
like
effect
chimes.
I've ever heard.
It's like, no.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you're wrong about that. Okay. We'll come back, get your news next, and try to save your life and ours coming up on 720 WGN. With a criminal justice system that's being called dysfunctional, is it possible to reduce the population inside Cook County Jail or not? It's Wednesday's cover story on WGN TV News at 9. I wish these bags under my eyes would just go away. That's what people are saying all the time. That's why you have to use Genucel. Genucel, it's a plant stem cell serum formula that you can dab under your eyes and around your eyes, and your eyes are going to feel healthier, and you're going to look better. Dave, your eyes look fantastic.
Thank you, Steve. They feel fantastic.
I've known you for a long time. I don't think your eyes have ever looked better.
I don't think they have. Certainly not from the inside.
I credit Genucel.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Nothing else matters.
And as you know, I used to have to check the bags under my eyes whenever I flew, and now I don't have to, thanks to Genucel.
And that's good, because you get charged.
Doc, he's going down. Help him.
It's the excess bag.
Stand up. That's your way to save a choking man? Stand up?
It works. Thanks, Doc.
How about that? Doc goes, stand up. I'm busy. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. Look, I love your product, and so does everybody on the show. And with its instant effects, you're going to see Genucel working in the first 12 hours, if not right away. As a matter of fact, if it doesn't work, you get your money back. But trust me, it works because we use it. Call now and save big on Genucel's risk-free introductory offer. Call 800-933-5196, 800-933-5196. Call now and you get the amazing Estetique Face Cream as a special gift just by placing your order. You know what I like to do with the Estetique Face Cream? I like to put on a nighttime mask. Is that what it's called?
A mask, yeah.
Sleep time? What is it called?
Well,
is there a name for it?
It's just a mask.
So I put on a mask, and then I like to wander around the neighborhood at night and just say hi to people.
That probably looks awesome.
Yeah. Call 800-933-5196. I just pictured that in my head. 800-933-5196. The product is called Genucel. We will stand up in a moment.
There's the gong.
It's a gong.
That's your new alarm?
That's not what he said.
Isn't that what you
want? It's not an alarm.
Makes me want to go to sleep.
Makes me want to call Chuck Barris back from the dead.
Order ethnic food. No, that's not the one.
Get the hockey goal horn. Get something that sounds like, you know.
Didn't you just tell me to get the gong?
No. I believe what I said was dong, then I believe I was mocked for it.
What's
as in ding dong.
Like? No, because you said long dong.
What?
No. Actually, that could be added now, though.
Andrea.
I said.
No, he did. I'm going to go back. I can play this.
Don't think I did. Sponsored now by RiverboatTwilight.com. You sure you want to leave, Doc? It's just getting good in here. Andrea Darlis is here with your news.
News updates at 7. I'm Andrea Darlis on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, it's the Steve Cochran Show.
This is the center of the universe.
On 720 WGN.
Dr. Adam Bennett's here from North Shore Orthopedic. We like Dr. Bennett a lot. Would you come back on the show after today?
I would.
You would?
Definitely.
Well, that's a surprise to me, actually. All right, so we should stand up every 20 minutes for how long again?
Roughly 2 minutes.
All right. Kevin, did you find a better alarm? All right, that'll have to do. Still the worst.
That's good, right?
It's like...
I don't know. That makes me want to sit down and eat.
This is why people go, why do you call them disappointing? Is there any question?
No, the gong was almost better than that.
All right, so we're going to start now, and then every 20... All right, so we're all going to stand up. Do we have to stand up any particular way?
No, I think okay. Just...
Standing up now, adjusting our microphones. Go ahead and just rip that off if you need to, Doc. There you go.
There we go.
All right, there we go.
There you go.
Take off your hats.
All right. Mary, you standing? Mary's
standing.
If you look behind you, Doc, on that monitor, that's Mary on the seventh floor.
So what do you see now, my stomach?
No, but you do look like you're 27 feet tall based on where the angle of the camera is.
All right,
Doc, so now we're standing. What do? We just shake it a little bit?
I think you do some toe raises that you mentioned earlier.
Toe raises, good. Doing them now.
Shoulders back, deep breath.
How about some Kegels? Doing some Kegels while we do our toe raises?
Yeah,
that's a Kegel.
Not when I do them.
What is this?
Deep breathing.
Circulating
deep
breathing. Your arms?
Circulating your arms. Oh. Also, give it a little bit of stripper moves. You know what I'm saying?
I think any movement's beneficial.
Really?
Yeah.
Pull your arms above your head.
Pull your arms up here. Mary's leading us now.
To the right, everyone.
Okay.
Stretch. Now go to the left.
Okay. Stretch it out.
We're all stretching.
By the way, for those of you on the radio, we are stretching right now. We are stretching. All right, so, Doc, how long do we stand up?
2 minutes.
If you can, you can get up for 2 minutes. Any bit helps. For one, you're helping with circulation. That's probably the most important thing. And taking some deep breaths helps
with
that as well.
It's been a minute now.
Kev, are you winded yet?
I'm exhausted. Can I sit yet?
No, not yet. Not
but
yet.
Stretch to the right. Stretch to the right.
Stretch to the right.
Stretch to the right.
Hips out. Yes. Put your hips out.
Am I right or you're right?
Put your hands on your hips. Go to the right. Okay.
Some of us can't.
Keep pushing. Okay. Now
can't
to the left.
Can't do this because we have to hold our microphones.
Yeah.
Just move your head.
First world problem.
Jab.
How about touching our toes? Should we touch our toes? Or can we hire an intern to touch our toes?
Kevin, come touch
my
toes.
That's your call.
I'm going to touch my toes.
Touch your toes. Here we go.
Oh.
Don't touch your toes. Right?
That's good.
Don't bend your knees.
I'm going to touch your toes. Now touch both at the same time.
Oh, I did that.
Oh, that hurt. That's unfortunate.
Don't hit your head on the microphone on the way up.
That's unfortunate. Did not see that coming.
Okay, hold on. A few more seconds.
And, I mean, I suppose after you do 3 or 4 reps of this in an hour, you really, really need some, need to rehydrate.
A lot of people tell me
they
drink less coffee.
That's the 2 minute mark.
They feel more focused when they do this. Some people have standing meetings. The meetings tend to last shorter. They get to the point when people are standing. So
are those standing desks catching on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the treadmills and things on them and stuff?
Yeah, some people are a little overzealous with those. I see some overuse injuries with those. But people say that they can focus better. They drink less coffee when they're standing upright.
You know Jackie Paulus, who promotions VP?
Yeah.
She's got she doesn't have a chair in her office.
She sits on one of those
inflatable balls.
Yeah.
No, those are good too. Those help engage all your core muscles.
Right.
See, that's good. We should get a bunch of those. Yeah,
she has an exercise bike under her desk.
Right.
Your chairs here swivel, which I think is good, so you guys can just move back and forth from time to time. You can still tighten your calf muscles like they talk to you do on airplanes.
Doc, how come you're sitting and I'm standing?
Because you're better.
Doc, you're fantastic. I know you got to go see actual patients. Dr. Adam Bennett, sports medicine physician, North Shore Orthopedic. I hope you come back. Can you be our exercise consultant guy?
Sure.
All right, Kev, have you got the timer set for 20 minutes?
I do.
All right, so this will
go off
in 20 minutes. Yep. Nice to see you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, I appreciate you coming in. We're not kidding about this.
No,
this is what you ought to be doing.
Why don't we just do the show standing, the whole show?
I'm the only one still standing.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're still
standing. I'm bringing
standing.
It, baby.
I know, but we need to reconfigure the studio a little bit.
I got to raise my monitors then. I can't get
too low.
Yes, we could raise the entire table where all this stuff is.